Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now to check your voicemail, Steve, 877-29-STEVE. You can call if you want to leave a message for Steve. You might just hear your call on the air. Here we go. This is from James in Memphis. James left a message about fashion, Steve.
Hey, Steve. This is James, man. I was just calling to congratulate you that you're bringing the bell bottoms back, and you look real sharp. Man, I'm so tired of these tight clothes. You can't believe yourself. So, Steve, thank you, bro. Set the styles for the kings in America.
Yeah,
James.
I'm glad they're bringing them back, because I'm really upset that I threw so many of my clothes away, because, boy, Lord have mercy, boy, I had them already. That's why, you know, it ain't even a stretch for me to wear, like, the bell bottoms and flare leg pants, because I grew up in that. Yeah. That was my first, you know, when I was in high school, man, that was it. Them bell bottoms, flare legs, you know, that's what's happening now. That's what's coming out of Paris and Italy right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you had the black ones on with that leopard
look. Fully arrived in America yet.
Mm-hmm.
Because European, the Italians and the French are a year in front. So what you can buy over there won't be available here for a year. That facts. I'm not, that's just facts.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we had started with some designs in that area, and then it took off. I'm not taking credit for it. I'm just saying we had already started. So when they started coming out this year, I already had them, because I was getting them made last year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Good.
I'm already, we was making them last year.
You trendsetter, ooh. You.
Gone, Blue Chain.
Fashionista.
I can't help it. You know what I'm saying?
Now, why do they call you Blue Cheese again?
Because I be dressing.
I love that.
This is from Rob in Santa Monica. He left a message about the WNBA, Steve.
Hey, what's up, Steve? This is Rob from Santa Monica, California. I want to give a shout-out to all of y'all on the morning show. Carla, Mississippi, Monica, Shirley, of course, nephew Tommy and Junior, and, of course, the man, Mr. Steve Harvey himself. I wanted to speak real quick on Shirley brought up the disparity between the WNBA player's salary and the NBA player's salary. Real quick, something that people don't think about is that there's only 12 teams in the WNBA. There's only 12 teams versus 30 teams in the NBA. So, of course, you ain't going to make the same amount of money. What the WNBA needs to do is try to fill out more teams in the league, number one. Number two, stop playing basketball in the summer. When my team loses in the NBA, I don't feel like watching no basketball in the summertime. Summertime is for vacations. It's hot. Ain't nobody trying to be up in no stadium with some folks or whatever watching a game all day. You're trying to be out. You're trying to go on vacation and things like that. And so what the WNBA needs to do is have their season during basketball season with everybody else. You notice that the NCAA women's tournament ain't losing no viewers. They making way more money and getting way more viewers than the WNBA. So the WNBA is losing to their own counterparts in college, whereas the NBA is not losing to the NCAA tournament as far as viewership and as far as revenue. So I just wanted to say that real quick. I love what y'all are doing. God bless y'all. Peace.
You know what? He has a valid point. He
really does.
Great voice too, Rob.
Yeah.
But you know, because I was looking at the Zoom and they were just, you know, holding it, patting their hand, everything, fixing clothes, you know, fixing their clothes and stuff. So I know that vibe. But I thought he had a valid point, because I've often said that too, man, that the summertime, but they want to pick summer because there's nothing else on. But summer is just not a good look, man. TV season goes down in the summer. They don't start back up to the fall, because first of all, it get dark on the East Coast at 9 o'clock. Ain't nobody in the house watching no game at 7. And he's exactly right about that. He is 1,000% correct. And I hadn't even thought about it like that.
Me neither.
But that's true. And you need some more damn team. And then you need bodies in the seats. And ain't nobody going in there in the summer. They got a couple of problems.
Yeah.
But right. They be balling, man. And they got to find a way. Put that stuff on during the season.
Yeah. I didn't know it was just 12 teams. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's 12 teams.
All right. Yeah. Coming up next, it is the nephew and today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.